Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Vachim, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Mishneh Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Reziv Kagun B'Karav Mamesh. And we're discussing which karbonis pigul could apply to. So the Mishnah says Kachei Goyim, a carbon being brought by a non-Jew, which actually a non-Jew is allowed to bring a carbon. His carbon is not eaten. He can't bring a shlamim. He can only bring an oila, but he still could bring a carbon. And the processing of his carbon, the shechita, the zrika, is like a regular carbon being brought by a yid. Still, there's a difference. Ain chayav nolein mishum pigul nice. There's no chiv of pigul. So if the kohen has a thought of chutz lezmanoi, there's no chiv of karis for eating that meat. Also, there's no issue of noisar, which is when meat is left over past the time it's allowed to be eaten. And tamei is the isser of a person who's tamei, that he's not allowed to eat kodshim. These isurim do not apply to the carbon of a non-Jew. And vashoichton b'chutz pater, if the kohen shechts it outside the azara, which is usually a big no-no by a yid's carbon, by a guy's carbon, he's pater for doing that. Did Rameh that's Rameh's opinion, or is Rabbi Yossi Rebbechayev? Rabbi Yossi is Mechayev. Now going back to two Mishnayos ago, where we discussed extensively that pigul can only apply to davar sheyesh lematirin. So now we discuss this in regards to these other yisurim that we just mentioned, dvarm she'ein chayavan olein mishum pigul, things that one is not chayav pigul for because they're davar she'ein lematirin, chayavan olein mishum noisar mishum tamei. One still would be chayav for the isra of noisar, or if he's tamei and he eats it, chutz min adam, except for blood of a karbon. Whereas Reb Shimon says that no, but davar she'darkin le'ochel, it's only with something that's normal to be eaten. For example, a karbon mincha is normal to eat, it's food, it's flour and oil, and therefore, even if there's no pigul regarding the kaimitz of the mincha, like we mentioned two mishnayos ago, still there would be an isser of eating it when he's tamei. Aval, kagayno eitzim v'alvayin of haktayres, regarding the wood of the mizbeach, or the levayin of the karbon mincha, or the ktayres, ein chayav nolein mishum tuma, there's no chiv of tuma there, because these are not meant to be eaten anyway, therefore if he does do so in a state of tuma, he's not going to be chayav for that. And now we've got the mishnah vav with something brand new. All the way up until here, from the beginning of the masechta, we've been discussing improper thoughts that somebody had while bringing the karbon. It could be during the shechita or the zrika, kabbalah or halacha, and we discussed the thoughts of shaloi lishmoi, chutz lezmanoi, and chutz lemkaimoi, and now we're going to be discussing the positive aspect, what thoughts a person should be having. And that's what the Mishnah says, l'shem shisha dvarm hazevach nizbach, a karbon is brought with the following six positive thoughts in mind. L'shem zevach, the kohen has to have in mind this karbon itself, so if it's supposed to be an oila, he has in mind oila, if it's supposed to be a shlamim, he has in mind shlamim. Also l'shem zayveach, with in mind for the one bringing the karbon, meaning the yid who came to the Beis HaMikdash with his karbon, the kohen has to have him in mind. Also, l'shem Hashem, that it's for Hashem. L'shem Ishim, that's parts are going to be brought on the fire and burned. And l'shem Reach and l'shem Nichayach. We know that in regards to many karbonis, the pasuk says Reach Nichayach. And so the kohen has to have these two thoughts in mind. Reach is that it's pleasant aroma. Nichayach is that it brings Nachas Ruach to Hashem. And Vachatos Vel Asham, specifically if he's bringing a karbon Chatos or Asham, l'shem Chait, he has to have in mind that this is for the Avera that the person did, which is why they're bringing this carbon in the first place. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, even if the kohen did not have any of these things in mind, he just simply shechted it, and that's it. Nonetheless, kosher, the carbon's kosher. Why is that shehu tenai bezdin? This is a stipulation of bezdin. A tenai bezdin, meaning bezdin established, they're able to be koivea, that even if the kohen didn't have anything in mind, that's not a problem. Because we say that his stam actions, his simple action of what he was doing, is automatically considered that everything was lashma and everything was had in mind, even though he didn't have this thought actively, still everything's fine. And actually, in a way, it might be better not to have a thought that this is for this carbon or this is for that person, because he might accidentally end up having the wrong thought. For example, if he's so focused on thinking, I'm going to have the thought of lishma, this is going to be shechta lishma, this is going to be done lishma, so then he's able to mess up and think about the wrong carbon. It's really a carbon oila, but he might accidentally be thinking shlamim. But if he doesn't have any thought in mind, he just has a blank mind, he's focused on doing what he's doing properly, making sure the shechita's good, and doing whatever he's doing properly without any official thoughts in his mind, that's even better. Now here's another thing from B.I.C. The thought process only goes after the one who's doing the avoida, which is the kohen, and not with the owner. So even if the owner has all these proper thoughts, that while the kohen's bringing it, he's thinking to himself, wow, I'm so happy, the kohen's bringing my oila, the kohen's bringing my oila, l'shem yuchad kodesh brichu, oila, 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 that doesn't make a difference. If the kohen's thinking shlamim, so the carbon's puzzle, because again, as what B.I.C. just said, the machshava only follows the avid. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Parak. Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.